Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3.
Tell you I'm insane.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's only Thursday, but I can definitely smell Friday. And it smells like an extra special, like a Christmas spice pumpkin latte with whipped cream. Oh, no, hot chocolate with little mini marshmallows kind of a Friday. I can smell it. It's in the air.
I feel it, too.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And I normally don't feel it. Like, whatever. But then right now with vacation hanging out in front of them and the Christmas and the kids,
oh God,
and
I
can't wait
thing.
To just go party with my family.
I just can't wait for this year. This year was not my favorite year.
I heard you loved it.
No, you heard wrong. Yeah. I don't know who told you that, but that was wrong. I did not love this year.
Are you sure?
Positive. Yeah. I don't remember ever once saying anything positive about this year to you.
Let me double check on that. I may have a text or
check
two.
Check your sources,
say, yeah,
Sherry. Like, oh my God, things are so great. Right. No. Maybe I had like a happy moment or something, but Goo Goo Dolls, you guys, this is very exciting. All this week at 4:05 in the afternoon, Jane has been giving out these code words. So you have today and tomorrow, your last chances on this. She gives you the code word, you text it to our contest line, and then you're entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Goo Goo Dolls and Dashboard Confessional on September 4th at the Greek Theater in Berkeley. September 4th of next year, because that's the next September. Okay, this story will make you mad, and there's some of it's uncomfortable because I feel like I don't want to hear this about certain people, and I put the whole story, it's a very long piece from the Business Insider, and I put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, so there's a lot more information that I'm going to give you right now. This is just it's kind of an overview.
Okay.
During the 2020 pandemic, the government gave grants to people.
Mm.
In fact, we were recently talking about this. I can't remember who somebody had gotten into some
There's
trouble.
There's a lot of crooks out there asking for free money.
Yeah.
And they all had to sort it out, like how to do it. And
right. Well, and the instructions given to the people who were in charge of the grants that or the money that was being given out for grants were like, they were being told, give it out. You didn't have to prove a lot to get some of this money.
Well, and that's the bummer too, is that there were people who lost their businesses thanks to that pandemic. And in part, there's all these people scavenging the free money when others went, I need that money and my business is going under before my very eyes. I know people who lost their businesses during that time.
Yep.
One of those loans kept me, and I started my company 6 months before the pandemic. Oh,
Jam boy. Media?
Jam Street Media. And we got a PPE loan and it kept us in business.
And so there's an example of somebody who Now, did you ever have to give an accounting of how you used the money? Because I'm wondering if that's why these things are suddenly now being revealed.
No. And I'll be honest with you. I knew a lot of people in LA who were like comedians and other freelancers, and they all.
You never got asked, how did you spend it? Where? What did you do with it? It was, mm-hmm. They gave you the money you had made. Did you have to write out how you were going to spend it? Was nope. There? Okay. You were just like, I'm a small business. Give me the money.
It was payroll. I mean, that was what we used to.
So this Business Insider story, it has clearly done an investigation into certain people who got some of this money, and they've got some details. They've got big breakdowns on how it got spent. But I even did think to myself, like, the first person on the list was Chris Brown. Chris Brown got a $10 million grant. And
$10 million.
And as they break down what he spent it on, I'm like, how can they know this? If he didn't have to do some kind of accounting for it, which I guess he didn't.
Maybe the amount he was given, maybe there's an amount that kicked into, we need to know where this money went.
Possibly. Some of the people received far less than this, but these are all people who got in the millions.
Okay.
So during the 2020 pandemic, they were handing out these grants, and it turns out you got them whether you needed them or not. And a new report from Business Insider found that many artists misused relief funds. Here are some of the highlights. There's some of these I didn't want to hear, and know people who know people who I'm like, I don't even know if I want to report it, but I'll give you a brief overview.
Do it.
I know. I feel bad about it. Chris Brown got a $10 million grant. Now, there's a lot more detail if you want it in the story that I posted up there, a full breakdown of all this money. He kept personally $5.1 million. He spent $80,000 on a birthday party that included models in body paint, an LED dance floor, and $29,000 worth of hookahs, hookahs and bottle service.
Hookahs are those, smoking pipes that that are shared.
Right. Multiple tubes that are coming around. Let me see his other thing here. This is a little Wayne's one. There's breakdowns all through this thing of all these different people. So next up is Steve Aoki. He received $2.4 million.
He's a club DJ, right?
He is a DJ. Yeah. I looked at his picture and went, nah, I don't really know that guy. He got $2.4 million and paid himself $1.9 million of it. Use the rest of it for whatever other expenses. Lil Wayne received about $9 million. He spent $1.3 million on private jets, $460,000 on clothes, and $15,000 on female companions, just as a small part of everything that he got. Again, the Business Insider story I posted up at the Facebook page has a full breakdown if you want.
Female companions.
Female, $15,000 on female companions. Make of that what you will. They actually say, let's see, $15,000. Here it is. Not whores. It's just ladies. He used grant money to cover. I found it. It's hard to find. This is a really long story. But I found it for you. $15,000 worth of flights and luxury hotel rooms for women whose connection to Lil Wayne's touring operation was unclear, including a waitress at a Hooters type restaurant and a porn actress.
So they're friends who are coming out
friends.
To hang.
Yes. All right. Let's go with that.
Well,
The hip-hop duo Ray Shrummerd.
I like those guys.
They received
We played them, didn't we?
I think there was a song we were playing.
They had a hit.
Yeah,
like
they did.
A really big hit.
Drummer's ear. They received $7.7 million and kept most of it for themselves. Marshmello, whose real name is Christopher Comstock, he received a $9.9 million grant. About a year later, he was asked for proof of where it went, apparently by Business Insider. His business manager said that went in his pocket. That's where that went. Here's one that's a little difficult for me because I know people who know people. Alice in Chains singer and guitarist Jerry Cantrell took a $1.4 million handout. The band's drummer of Alice in Chains took the same amount, and the bassist took about half of that, $680,000. In all, it looks like $3.4 million of the $4.1 million that the grant allotted for payroll went to those three guys.
I don't even want to defend them, but I guess the story is they're saying we couldn't tour, and so we couldn't pay our bills. Is that what that would be their story?
Which would be fine, except for they had just taken $48 million in income from selling the copyrights to their catalog. they made hundreds of thousands of dollars more for merchandise sales and other profit distributions in 2022. All they had to do to get that money was tell the government that it was necessary. But the month before they took those payments, they had a check for $48 million written.
These are our tax dollars, everyone.
Yeah, this is, yeah, and that's honestly, that's why I'm even doing this, because it makes me so angry. This was money. And by the way, my accountant goes, oh, you can have PPE money. You can have 20 grand. All you have to do is fill all this. I'm like, I'm not doing that. That's like, that's for people who need the money.
That's infuriating. Yeah.
But clearly, like the people who knew how to get it just went, oh yeah, boom, 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 boom. It was like, oh yeah, you can get it. He goes, you should take it. I'm like, I don't want it. I don't want that. I don't want to be in the story. I mean, it was only 20 grand, but it's, you know, still it's money that I didn't need to have. I don't have any employees I'm paying. It just felt like it was, it's so gross. Anyway, it's a very long and very engrossing story. And those are the highlights from it.
Oh,
I know. It's so yucky.
Ray Schremmerd, by the way, is drummer's ear backwards.
Yes.
Black Beatles was the song.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even remember. I don't want to hit play because, you know, we don't want no trouble.
I probably have it here. Let me type it in and see. Let me type it in and find out if we've got it.
Don't do it, Sarah.
I'm going to do it. I think we played it. There it is, Black Beatles. Look, we have it right here. Let's listen to it. How do I do this? Do I just drag this into the thing?
You're talking to people who don't do that ever.
How about, oh, here it is. All I had to do was click it. That's it. There it is. I'm going to play it for you right now by doing this. Is that it? It says Ray Schremmerd with Gucci Mane, Black Beatles.
I don't know. This was a big hit for them in 2016, though.
There's another one that is called
whatever.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Cares. Those people took
those money. Guys stole some money.
If you like them, go listen to them.
Right.
Good job, Maddie.
Yeah, Maddie. That was my bad. Tell everybody.
You're talking to worked. You're showing positive results.
Yeah. Hey, So, you know how you said, hey, man, I went and test drove a car and then everyone started yelling at you?
Yeah. You know what? By the way, I wanted to address that real quick because someone wrote in and said, hey, I'm the one that wrote you. I don't have it handy this very second, but they said, I'm the one that wrote you about this or that. And listen, it's all good. I'm a little surprised by the hostility towards Elon and towards anyone who owns a Tesla, but don't trip on it at all. I'm not trying to be... You didn't scare me. I'm not. I don't need to buy something that's going to make people angry or, I don't know, scratch into my paint that I'm a jerk because I support Elon. I don't want no trouble, man. That's the theme here. Mm. So I'm good moving on down the road and not doing that. Do not worry. It's all good. I just, the whole politics thing that people get all wound up about.
They love it.
I get it. You don't want to spend your money on that. I didn't know you'd care what I spend my money on, right. Though.
Well, people have their opinions. Turns out you don't need to have them. I keep getting told that. I'm living with that now. I don't have an opinion on that. So Elon Musk posted an old GIF GIF, I don't know what it's called. But it's just one of those things you know how you can say you type something in while you're doing a text message and it'll pop up the little moving pictures. Yes. You can select from that. This is what this sounds like to me. He posted an old GIF of the Jonas Brothers rotating a coffee table. In the caption, he wrote, the tables had turned in response to a story about how Tesla was allegedly up 100% since Donald Trump won. So that's what Elon Musk posts. And it's just, he grabbed one of those little things. Well, Nick Jonas shared that photo, or I'm sorry, he shared a photo of Musk with the in response, and he said, take us to the year 3000, which is a reference to the, I come from the year 3000.
Oh.
Not much has changed, but we live underwater, and your great-great-great-granddaughter is doing fine. So he says, take us to the year 3000, in response to the posting of the old GIF. Well, as you might imagine, the world fell apart. Everybody who's been supporting the Jonas Brothers and Nick Jonas is, how could you? God damn
it.
So
everybody got themselves
thinking?
Kicked off X. Is that what you're telling me?
Apparently. I don't know. So it's just, there's no winning anymore. Don't even try to win. Try to survive. There's no winning. Can't win for losing. That's just the way it is, baby. And do I have time for one more here?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Squeeze this one in. This is cute. Billie Eilish. She does apparently every October for the last 8 years, Billie Eilish does an interview with Vanity Fair.
Oh,
which is isn't that sort of fun? It's like a time capsule. So she gets asked some of the same questions each time. Like, well, you said you wanted to do this. How did that go? That
okay.
kind of thing.
All right.
So they ask her, they compare her answers to the same questions year over year and see how she's progressing. And I will say this, Vanity Fair, way to get in early on the Billie Eilish thing. Like, way to grab her when she's still a kid and have this kind of chronicle of what she's wanted to do and how she did with it. In a clip from 2023, Billie Eilish said she wanted to be, quote, having good sex this year.
Mm.
When she heard that.
Doesn't everybody?
Sure. So they play her back the clip and they go, hey, here's what you said last year. How'd that go? And she goes, thumbs up, got there. I've done nothing but make friends all year and gotten so close with people that I wasn't with before and became friends with the people I used to be friends with again. It's just been a year filled with friendship, which honestly, even though I was saying a lot of things I wanted to do, that was the thing I wanted to do. I really did it and it was awesome. And yes, I've had a lot of good sex. So you're welcome, Billy. I guess Billy from last year. You're welcome, Billy from last year.
Mm.
So there's a lot of profanity in the video or we'd play it for you, but we're not going to do that.
Good for her though. I do think that's a pretty blessed position to be in. She's got the talent. She's put herself where she is, but imagine being young and successful.
Yes.
Like, she's a made woman.
She
Everything
is.
She does from here is gravy on top of the
Absolutely.
Pile of money she's already made.
Yep. No, so, she's...
And she's, under 25?
I want to say she just turned 24. Didn't we just...
We just did, I think, 25.
Okay. Yeah,
whatever it is, like, they're...
is right. Yeah. Go, Billy. Go
Here's
belly.
That text real quick. 925 says, I was the one that wrote Jason Bateman gave up his Tesla because he felt like it was driving a Trump sticker. I dislike Trump and Musk, but do not care if you buy a Tesla, Vinny. Not all texters were pissed.
Yeah.
Bud and Martinez. Yeah, the whole thing, you guys, was just about the fact that has become such a political...
And it shouldn't be.
Well, I don't even know why Tesla hasn't gone, we can't have this guy in charge because too many people... He's too unlikable.
Right.
But I guess their upside is they're everywhere. So
they're
whatever it is, it's working
like hotcakes,
out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I'm actually really bummed about it because I actually think, you know, the whole Tesla really put electric cars on the map where they need to be. And that sector is growing. And you have to credit Tesla for that. It's kind of amazing.
One of the reasons why I was looking at it, and we don't need to get into it because I'm not. I just like the fact that there's chargers everywhere mm-hmm. for those.
Yes.
That was sort of in the back of my mind. I was thinking,
Universal.
I can stop at Knob. I know where Whole Foods has it. I know all the places I could go
yep.
without even having looked at one yet.
Right.
Because you see them in the parking lots.
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. But please don't stress on it if you wrote me. I'm not tripping.
Right.
Go on.
I'm done. What's coming up in the news? I know.
Okay. The top searched cozy items.
Cozy?
And...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for more info, photos, trailers, stories, all the things that we talked about today. They're there on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
You know, you'd been keeping us up on the running tally of this guy's number ones, this Shaboozy.
Oh, right.
Did he pop back up?
He didn't. In fact, he dropped back down.
No.
Yeah, I was looking at the chart yesterday, Vinny, and he was down to, I think he's at 10th place. Now, Christmas has taken over, but there are other things that have popped up above him.
Yeah, he's bummed because he was out. I think on Thanksgiving, he did a show at Detroit for what that game. Like, he was out pushing that song.
Well,
I'm sure he was hoping for a resurgence, but
I'm looking at the Kendrick stuff dropping down. He's still in the top 10. He was 8th last week. He's 9th this week, but there's another, Die With a Smile still up there. Yeah, I don't know. I think that he's going to max out at the Tide with Lil Nas X.
Sorry, Shaboozy.
You're having a very nice run, Shaboozy. I'm sure he's happy and grateful.
Yeah. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app. If you don't have the free Odyssey app yet, what are you waiting for?
Hello!
All things Sarah and Vinny and Alice Radio live on the Odyssey app. Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, happy holidays, whatever it is you celebrate. I hope you're having a good season.
Thank you.
And it's not blinking by.
So far, I really am enjoying it.
Good. Partly cloudy today, highs in the 60s. It's actually blue right here in San Francisco,
nice.
But they're saying there'll be, mixed clouds are possible and lots of rain on the way starting Saturday. There's NFL game tonight, Denver at Los Angeles Chargers, 5:15 game time on Prime. There's that. Sarah was just telling us about how this was one of her favorite all-time years. She loved it.
Okay.
Go on.
It looks like 6% of Americans say 2024 was the best year in American history. 6%.
Oh, boy. Is that pretty low? That seems low.
It seems low.
It seems about right, but it does seem low.
Another 44% said 2024 was average, and 38% said it was one of the worst years in history. I don't know how that plays out, or what if you consider this year one of the worst in history, I wonder where you put the pandemic years. Were those?
Yeah, those were bad.
Considered good for you, or I know some of us.
You find silver linings.
Yeah,
in there
many of us were like, "Hey, I didn't have to drive as much," or "Hey, I had time with family that I wouldn't have." So there's certainly some silver lining, but in general,
right,
hiding in your house for 2 years is pretty unprecedented.
Yeah. I'm going with it was a bad year, but honestly, there's been, on a very personal level, it was a terrible year for me. So maybe you had a great year and I'm very happy that you did. But for me personally, and the hits just keep coming. Like, this year will not relent.
Well, I'm looking at the next year outlook, and a good percentage, not more than half, but a good percentage think their life will be better in 2025. 41% say 2025 is looking better.
I do try to be hopeful at the end of every year.
I do too. I like to sort of...
It was a toughie.
Do the review, process the things that have happened, you know, maybe shouldn't have, you know, spoken out on a few of the things that have had been in my, under my skin, but I do feel lightened by it.
Yeah.
And I also feel very encouraged about some things, some, in particular, one big change we made here this year is encouraging for me. Mm. Hi, Kieran.
Hey, it's Kieran. You. Oh, one other change, Maddie.
Oh, Maddie is also, yes. Actually, I meant Maddie.
And then Kieran.
And Kieran. Right. Yes.
Yeah. Fully into Maddie.
Dummy.
Really love Maddie.
Me.
Need Maddie. Gotta have Maddie.
Right. Maddie,
he's on the show. Maddie, he's on the show. Maddie.
So this is...
Oh, sorry.
No, no, no.
Oh, no. Let's hear it.
He's on the show. There's Maddie.
Yeah. Oh, I like that little... Whoop, the guitar at the end.
The top searched cozy items. Now... This is one of those words that you hear and you just want to barf.
Sorry. Are we talking about cozy stuff? I thought we were talking about cozy stuff. So are we talking about like slippers?
Slippers are high on the list.
What about quilts?
Blankets, high on the list. In fact, number one in California, a blanket.
Blankies, yeah. Oh, nice. Cozy blankie.
Socks.
Oh, sure.
High on the list. And pajamas, not as high as you'd think.
I'd rather have on sweatpants, a t-shirt, and a sweatshirt. That to me is pajamas that I can shed them as I go, as I need to. And get in, be all warmy at first, and then be like, oh my God, I'm getting too hot. Let me pull something off.
You know, I this is a Christina thing. That's my wife. She likes to be cozy.
Cozy
and she
is
likes
the way.
To put on all the warm things in the world. Mm. She's into it. And my
she's
girls,
such a tiny little thing.
Yeah, and my girls have taken to that. Mm. And yet, so here it is, cozy.
Cozy.
I see that as I walk down the stairs into my kitchen, and there's my oldest. She's 11. She's a young little thing, but there she is with the blanket that's supposed to be on the couch wrapped around her at the kitchen counter as she's eating her morning cereal or toast or eggs. Mm. And if you've seen the show happen from beginning, it's her dragging the blanket across the floor.
Picking up all the dog hair.
As she
and all
throws
the junk,
that around her to get coat. And I just think, come on. That's a blanket I can no longer use. Ever.
It's your own house, man.
I know,
it's your
but
own
it's
dog.
The floor.
The dog hair is ever. It doesn't matter. Disgusting. Oh, my God. All right. Get her fluffy robe and fluffy slippers that she can immediately lose and just go get the blanket.
I'm happy for y'all, though, that cozy is just the trigger word for joy.
So nice.
It's like the two go together.
Yeah. Like, that's one of the things I'm really looking forward to this year. I want to get a brand new, really cozy robe. So that when I go out to my hot tub every
God
single
sakes.
Day.
You know, by the way, you mentioned it and a lot of people wrote in going, does she not remember having one and getting rid of it?
Yeah, I had kids then. Creative Energy's got it all worked out for me, baby. Can't wait. I know, ding, ding, shame. But I'm going to get a really cozy robe. That's what I asked for Christmas. I want like a big cozy robe that I can, because I'm going to walk out there naked every day. And I'm going to hang my robe up. I'm going to get my hot tub. And I want to leave my hot tub and I turn on the hot tub.
We'll check in with her 6 months later.
Yeah, we'll see about
that. No, you guys are nuts. I'm in. We might do an outdoor shower.
Oh, yeah. We're nuts.
What, you're not nuts?
Come on. No.
Come on. You don't like cozy. There's definitely something wrong with
you. No, I don't like cozy. You're right.
See? I'm right. Maddie, cozy?
I like it. Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not like obsessed with it though.
Yeah, it doesn't mean joy. The two words like, you know, that's...
You're all cozy and you're going to watch something good on TV and you're like all like... It's good.
And watching someone
get cozy... I just don't know why you're so anti.
Because it's annoying to watch someone be like, and then I got to tuck these under my thighs and then this. Let me pull this out. Oh, can you pull that down over my toe? It's my... No.
Why can't you? Why are you so mad at me for being cozy?
Then you wouldn't like my cozy because my cozy involves my dog that sheds all the time, Kelly Clarkson,
I don't
on my
a
lap.
Blanket over
yeah,
the two of you?
And, oh, we have a nice. Blanket and we cuddle Aww. Up on the couch together.
And then you've arranged the pillows and the way that you like them and now you nestle in, you get the dog, you get the blankie.
Tell her she's getting carried away.
Is it me?
I don't, I feel like, I don't want to get in the middle of this one. I don't want any trouble. I think you might be going to extremes on, I think both of you are going to extremes on your love and hate for Cozy.
Yeah, actually, you know, road. I think you might be right. I don't think he hates it as much as he's saying. And I think if somebody asked him to, can you please pull the blanket down over my toes? He'd be like, of course I can, darling. Of course I can, rent partner.
I don't know. The look on his face says, nah.
It's BS. He, you know how he's always saying like that I'm lying about stuff? I think he's lying about it too. He's
you
like,
don't
so
know.
At Christina.
You don't think it's really cozy
pampered.
When you get out of the ocean and you get warm again after you've been in your wetsuit? I mean, that's cozy, right?
Well, I mean, sometimes you get out of the ocean and you're so frozen, you can barely make your hands work.
Mm.
So no, I don't, there's nothing that you can do for that except wait it out.
And run home and hop in your hot tub.
Well, that's helpful. Yes. That's new. God, that's a new development just recently. So
and you like it.
I like it.
Yeah.
But I've also come home and not gotten in it. So,
oh, it's because you don't have a robe. Somebody should get
no,
you a robe.
No, that's not why. But anyway, back to my stories. America's political divide is likely to get even wider thanks to a new real estate platform.
Oh, no, what?
That lets potential buyers of a home in a neighborhood see the political affiliations of their future neighbors.
That seems wrong.
As well as other social data and local demographics. But this does, in fact, speak to one of the interesting things about watching election coverage is the way they're able to give you detailed information about one county
district
being red
by district,
or blue.
Right.
And if you watch that, you're like, are you kidding me? They know that's going red before it they've even started counting the votes.
Right.
So this is information that's out there.
Mm.
It's just going to be an app that's going to give you access to the info.
I feel like this is just a further deepening of the divide.
I agree, but there are people who might buy in a neighborhood and then realize, I can't be here. I can't walk down and get my mail.
They're having rallies for the opposition at their house every night.
I mean, that's one of those things that it's obviously
really
passionate politically here in the Bay Area. And I think it's actually a lot of places now. That's what we're talking about. That divide. There's passionate people who would not want to be talking over the fence to their neighbor as they're, you know,
whatever. This makes me so sad.
It sucks,
like,
yeah.
People have disagreed about politics forever. Like, why are we ready to kill each other over this now?
One of the things that I've said it before, but I remember my dad being very specific as I was a little boy learning about voting and all that stuff is that's private. People's pay is private. Who I voted for is my business,
mm-hmm.
not anyone else's.
Right.
And I assume that was the way, but it is not the case anymore. So, oh well. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few other things you guys wrote. Cozy means falling asleep to me. If I get too cozy, bye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Bye.
Bye. Good night.
One of the things my kid, I was upstairs just last night and my kid was under a blanket watching a show. This is the youngest. And then she comes upstairs and goes, I'm up here getting my, and I actually think it's called a cozy.
Oh.
It's like a
koozie?
It's a fur lined throwover with a hood.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's
it's called a schmoozy. It's called a, there's like a,
whatever
oh,
it
would
is.
Have parties where people would wear their. Are they called cozies?
I don't know. But she goes, I'm getting my thing. And I go, oh, because you're not warm enough under the blanket. Well, and then she goes, hey, where's yours? And I go, oh, I don't have one, honey. Maybe we got to get you one for Christmas. That means I'll have to wear it, too. What is it called, Sarah? You're doing the research.
I am seeing cozy. I'm also seeing the comfy.
There's an Udi.
Udi?
Yeah.
I'm seeing hideout hoodie, hooded blanket, Sherpa. I don't know. I thought there was like a name for it. That remember like Icky used to go to parties where everyone was wearing
one? Oh, that was a Snuggie.
Snuggie. That's
that was
it.
A Snuggie. That's different than what my kids are wearing, like a pullover. Almost like those,
like
it's
a
got
poncho?
A hood, almost like a poncho. Exactly.
Yeah.
I was going to say those, the Mexican, what are those things called? The pocket, But it's like that, except it goes down past your knees, mm-hmm. and it's got the sheepskin lining, like Ugg boots. That's what they've got. Whatever that's called, everyone in the house has one.
Mm. Okay.
Except me, and I don't.
You do have one. You just don't know where it is. You've lost it. Maybe they're maybe they've worked it into their pile of cozy stuff.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Well, maybe. You could be right.
It's got to be around there somewhere. It's not like those things just go away.
Frustrated at Vinny for having zero reaction to Sarah saying 2024 is personally a terrible year. I've been here the whole time. What are you talking about?
He knows. He knows all about it. I tell him all this stuff. Vinny's actually a really supportive person. I know that we played it up like we're all, you know, like he has been very kind about some of this. And I hope I've been supportive of you. Like some of it we went through together.
Well, the professional stuff is I'm trying very hard to just move on. That was like I told you.
We just want to be the monsters of rock.
I released it, and I just want to move forward. Yep. And we've got the big change I needed has been made, and I'm encouraged by it. So I'm happy, and just want to not make my boss any more mad at me than I have. Thank you.
Well, it's one of your superpowers. So
making my boss mad.
Yes,
I know. I know.
Sometimes I see you doing it. I'm like, God, he. I mean, the force is wrong with this one.
It is.
Jeez. What's he doing? How's he doing that? How does he do it?
Comfy is what I'm talking about. Mm. That's comfy. Someone wrote it in. It is a comfy.
Comfy.
I wear mine every morning.
The comfy.
Says 209. Anyway, what's coming up? Oh, no, it's game time.
We're done, yeah. We're going to play a game and...
Go to lunch.
We're going to go to lunch. We're going to have an Alice staff lunch. All right, what's the game, buddy?
We were talking Christmas trees earlier, so we got a little Christmas tree quiz for you.
All right, I'm ready.
Kick it off with Sarah.
Okay.
Sarah, what year did the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree tradition begin? Is it 1923, 1931, or 1945?
Yeah, I know. I'm considering. I'm thinking about this. I'm going to say it's later than I think. I'll go 1945. I'll go 1945.
Before you even gave us numbers, I thought 24. So I will go 23, Bob.
You're both wrong. It's
1931. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Your logic was as good as mine.
All right. What type of tree is traditionally used, Vinny, for the White House Christmas tree? Is it a Fraser fir, a Douglas fir, or a spruce?
Douglas fir, Bob.
I'm going to go... I really do like a spruce. I'm going to go Fraser fir.
You're correct. It is a Fraser fir.
Son of a...
Sarah, what country is credited with starting the Christmas tree tradition? Christmas England, tree. Germany, or Sweden?
Germany.
England, Bob.
Oh, I'm sorry, Vin. Germany.
That's
the correct answer.
I'm thinking they got all those forests. Yeah, what is it? Isn't it like a Black Forest and... The German Forest of Doom.
Oh, Tannenbaum. It's a Christmas tree.
Oh, Tannenbaum. You're right about German that. Song. Oh, Tannenbaum.
By the way, someone, because you're not going to get to hear the song today. It's not looking good. Someone said, what does Vinny's song mean? I am the people's champion. That's what it means.
Maybe not today, though.
El Campeon
del Pueblo is the people's champion.
Yeah, we'll see. Vinny, this one's for you.
Mm-hmm.
How many Christmas trees are grown in the U.S. each year? Is it 25 million? 35 million or 50 million?
25 million.
50.
Vinny is correct. He's on the board. 25 million.
All right. 2-1.
Sarah, which U.S. state produces the most Christmas trees? North Carolina, Oregon. Oregon.
Good job. You're almost
there.
Did
I say it right? Or Michigan?
I'll say Michigan.
I'm going to say Oregon.
Oregon is right.
Oregon.
Oregon.
Nevada and Oregon.
We're tied up at twos.
All right.
You might get my song after all.
You might.
What year was the first Christmas tree lit with electric lights? We talked about this. Let's see if you can remember the year. Was it 1882, 1895, or 1902?
1902.
What were the first two options there, Bob?
1882 or 1895?
1882, Bob.
Vinny is correct. And what a come from behind victory for the people's champion.
Oh, it's over?
Yeah, that's it.
3-2. Congratulations.
El Campeón del Pueblo.
Sarah, get your kisses.
I don't want any kisses. He's blowing right at those you. Stupid kisses, throwing them at
hey,
me.
If I have to get the kisses thrown at me, you get
me in the face. Look at my face. I'm not even looking at you.
Take it.
No, I'm not taking it.
Take the kisses. Take your loss like a man.
Take it here on Alice. We're open for business 24/7. And Jane has your chance to see the Goo Goo Dolls coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. And we'll see you back here on that very special day. In fact, it's an extra special day, and its name is Friday. See you then.
Thank you.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice
at 97.3.